You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I want to give a shout out to PJ, who was listening on the live stream yesterday and actually brought this up, and we didn't have a chance to get to it. And then I walked in yesterday into Kelly's Greens in Wauwatosa, where the owner, Aaron Kelly, who is joining us now, is being interviewed by TMJ4. And I kind of ruined that whole take for them. Sorry, TMJ4. Aaron Kelly joins us right now from Kelly's Greens. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Good morning, Jane and Greg. Thanks so much for having me.
This measure to reopen the government, and there's a state element to this too, but let's start with the federal portion of this. In the measure to reopen the government, this includes something that is going to crush your business and many businesses like this around Wisconsin. And again, you own Kelly's Greens in Wauwatosa. What do you sell there?
So at Kelly's Greens, we specialize in craft cannabis products. Everything at our shop is made by me, or a maker that I stand behind, and everything is made in Wisconsin. So it's made by a maker that I trust. All of our products are third-party tested, only sold to people over 21 years old, and that's what we've been doing since we started this business 5 years ago.
Who are your customers, Kelly, other than me?
It turns out people like to feel good and people can't sleep. Lots of people are looking for alternatives to alcohol. So our customers are my age and older. It's certainly a demographic that's looking for help with relief from anxiety and pain and to help sleep. So it's usually about my age and older. We do have some younger customers too, but the people that flock to our store are looking for craft cannabis products that are safe and made in Wisconsin.
I think that it's safe to say that when we talk about the clientele for a dispensary, it's going to cross all lines. And one of those lines is political. People who voted for one way or the other, they want to take part in this legally available product that, as you said, can help them. I mean, not just with, anxiety, sleep problems, pain problems,
PTSD.
And I feel like that is something that we see in all the polls over the past few years coming, at least from Wisconsin, if not nationwide, that for the most part, most folks are on board with not only what's happening right now in Wisconsin, but taking it a step further to full legalization so they can access even more products. But this, I don't know about you. You work in this industry, Aaron. This sort of just hit me in the face yesterday. I'm like, wait, what? Where does this come from? And why? And when we were talking about it briefly yesterday, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Can you tell us what's happening at the legislative level with regard to this closing the loophole, as they call it?
Yes, they call it closing the loophole. I call it the law. So what happened is essentially in 2018, Mitch McConnell penned a bill that essentially legalized CBD on a federal basis. And the bill included language that anything derived from the hemp plant, as long as it doesn't exceed the dry weight of THC by 0.3%, it's also legal. And that's what happens when you have people at the table that write bills that don't understand cannabis. They essentially legalized THC from the hemp plant. And when you think about THC from the hemp plant and the THC from the marijuana plant, they're 100% the same. So what's happened is, fast forward. So that became law in 2018. the industry began to boom because, just like you said, people here in Wisconsin and across this country demand safe and legal tested cannabis options. They want it. They've spoken. But we're just not making any progress with the feds. So what happened is, my understanding is Mitch McConnell snuck some language into the budget bill at the last minute. Mitch McConnell was discussing shutting down the law with the farm bill back in August in the Agriculture Appropriations Committee, which seems appropriate. That's the bill that where it was created.
Right.
It should be discussed and negotiated there. But instead of that happening, when Mitch McConnell got shut down by Rand Paul in August, somehow there must have been a plan for him to sneak this language into the budget bill. So it was snuck in at the last minute. And it's just, it's sad and gross. Here we are in a government shutdown and we aren't able to get SNAP benefits and benefits that people need without prohibiting hemp in this country.
And you said something very interesting in your interview with TMJ4, and we'll put that article in the show notes. Prohibition never works. And we have a 13-year example in this country from 1920 to 1933, where they made alcohol illegal. And weirdly, people didn't just stop drinking all of a sudden. And alcohol just, it made things worse. People are going to access these products whether it's legal or not. But really what they're going to do now is they're going to get in their car, they're going to drive to Illinois or to Michigan and give them their tax dollars. That's what's going to happen. And it's going to put someone like you completely out of business with, by the way, I must say, little regard or caring from certain state lawmakers, which we will talk about in a little bit. But that it has devastating effects on you and everyone in your industry. And it's sort of like, well, if we get rid of it, it'll be fine. It'll be gone. And that's how it works, right, Aaron? When they make it illegal, it just goes away.
I mean, that's the biggest concern, right? So yes, it'll impact businesses, but it will have an impact on our community. Mm-hmm. People in our neighborhood have come to rely on these products and trust our products. And we are going to drive these perimenopausal women in my neighborhood that are relying on sleep gummies and CBD to buy drugs on the street. That's what we're talking about.
It makes no sense. It really doesn't. And why, again, why would Mitch McConnell reverse himself on his own measure? And if you're just joining us, by the way, on Matt Nair on Air, we are joined by Erin Kelly. She owns Kelly's Greens Cannabis Boutique and Cafe in Wauwatosa. And we're talking about a hemp measure that was slipped into the bill to reopen the government, which will essentially put Erin and other outlets like her out of business. And there is a state element, too, to this, which we'll get to in a second, Erin. But why would Mitch McConnell reverse himself? He is the one who made hemp available. Did he like get a donation from a particular lobbying group that may not want hemp to succeed?
I mean, that's really seems to be what we're hearing on the inside chatter of the cannabis industry, is that politicians are being bought and paid for, and they're making laws and prohibiting products because it personally will benefit them, and they don't care about what the residents of Wisconsin or this country want.
That would be shocking.
I mean, totally out of character for those individuals to flip-flop on because money. So, yeah. And I just also want to put forth, just we talk about this a lot, and I'm sure that you hear this too, Aaron, from politicians who want to pat you on the back for being a small business owner, because Aaron, you are the backbone of this community, this society. But guess what? I got more money from this group. So too bad. So sad. Why don't you just start a regular coffee shop? I'm going to go do something else. It's going back to the callousness of it all, not even taking in consideration that in 2018, they allowed an entire industry to start, people to open businesses. And now they're just going to switch it and say, no, not a good idea. We're good.
Right. The interview on TMJ4, the representative here right in the state of Wisconsin, who I just sat in front of in Madison last week, said, well, these business owners should have known. They should have known that they were going into this business that wasn't going to risk, that was going to be a risk. And it's just, I challenge that. You know, mm-hmm. You put a law into order 7 years ago, and if this truly was a loophole, then it should have been fixed in 30 days, not 7 years.
No kidding. So he had a problem with this 7 years ago and did nothing about it, and then waiting until all these businesses started, and now it's a problem.
Ironically, Mitch McConnell penned the Farm Bill in 2018. 7 years later, it seems as though he's got some interest from bourbon companies that don't necessarily appreciate hemp-derived products being sold across the country and watching alcohol profits decline.
Well, that's
so it begs the question, you know, how involved are big alcohol and pharma here?
Well, and that's the thing that has always baffled me. And we had Dan Schaefer, he's our political editor here at Civic Media. And he, you know, when it comes to the, and this is a very side quest here, the notion of full legalization of marijuana, everyone always say that it's the Tavern League. And he called the Tavern League and they said, we actually don't lobby on that. But on behalf of what's happening right now, I don't know how and if they have any involvement. But it just seems ridiculous to me that, like, I know people who smoke weed. I know people who use products, get high, whether it's edibles or smoke weed. I know people who drink. That Venn diagram does cross. But the full legalization doesn't mean my friends can be like, well, I don't want beer anymore. Aaron, is there any studies out there that you've seen that shows the decimation of the alcohol industry state by state that says when weed becomes legal, I mean, all the bars close,
everyone
quit drinking, they just get on the marijuana and that's it. I mean, it seems like a really poor reason.
I agree. A completely poor reason. And no, I haven't happened to see anything like that. But interestingly enough, this morning I just read an article that showed when states legalize marijuana, the percentage of young people using marijuana decreases. And so it's count in point, you know, like it's just crazy.
It's not cool anymore, man.
Well, and again, the Wisconsin lawmaker who wants this to happen on the state level, their whole thing is it's about protecting our children. Save the children, protect our children. We can't have our children exposed to this. At the same time, my question to him would be, so if you're so worried about protecting our children, then I assume that you are putting pressure on your fellow Republicans on the federal level to release the Epstein files. And I'm sure you're also pushing for stricter gun laws, gun safety measures to protect our children.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's not happening from him.
And so the person that we keep on referring to is Jim Pivo Varchek. That's a name. That's a real name. Pivo Varchek. He is a representative here in Wisconsin, and he is the one. And actually, when we come back after we get some snacks and some water, I've got the clip ready to go to give his reasoning. And we can talk about that further because you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a very flimsy reason why he's so concerned. And also, again, the callous nature with which he approaches the entire thing is to say, not my problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I will have information for all of you on how to get a hold of that representative, too.
Because we can call them.
I've got phone numbers and emails. You can call Mr. Jim and let him know what your thoughts on this matter are. Because as we said before, this is a topic that crosses gender lines, age lines, color lines, religious lines, political lines.
And
People want it.
Shockingly, he works for us. Yeah. It's just a crazy thing like that. We're going to continue talking with Aaron Kelly from Kelly's Greens Cannabis Boutique and Cafe. If you use these products, we would love to hear from you at 855-752-4842. Do you use THC-related products? Why do you use it? 855-75-CIVIC. You are listening to Matt and Aaron on Air. We are coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Erin Kelly. She's the owner of Kelly's Greens Cannabis Boutique and Cafe in Wauwatosa, talking about a measure that got slipped in to the measure to reopen the government, which will essentially outlaw cannabis products, THC products, of 0.3%. They want to change it to 0.00000% It'll amount to nothing. We wanted to find out if you use these types of products and why you do. 855-752-4842. Brett from Brown Deer joining us on the line. Good morning, Brett. Do you use cannabis-related products?
Oh, you betcha. I smoke weed every day. And I'll tell you why. I was due to the end of my military career, I was medically discharged. I have chronic back pain. And for the last 18 months of my career, the military just pumped me full of Percocets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was getting as many as 60 a week.
What?
Jeez. I know. And it just masked the pain. It never did anything for my body, for my back. And once I left the military, a buddy of mine said, hey, just smoke some weed. And I bought weed and I've never looked back.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's illegal. I got my life back. I don't have to lay on the floor at night to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, it makes me happy and giggle. Oh, I'm really hurting someone. And by the way, I never really liked alcohol that much.
Yeah.
But the only time I'll ever drink a beer is if I smoked a little weed and I feel like, you know, other than that, I never drink beer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett. Really appreciate you checking in on this. I'm going to share this just because we talked about it briefly. I stopped drinking last year. I stopped drinking on December 27th, essentially. And so I have been going to Kelly's Greens since then. I drink the seltzers that you sell. And like I told the guy from TMJ4 when I interrupted his interview with you yesterday when I walked in, for me, it takes the edge off. These seltzers take the edge off. But what they don't do that alcohol did, alcohol made me very, very confident when I should not have been.
Oh, so you're a man. You're becoming a man. That's what I live with every day, baby. Did I earn anything? No. But do I go for it? Absolutely.
But that has been my experience. Again, it takes the edge off. It helps me relax. But I don't feel discombobulated. It doesn't make me feel, you know, like I'm... It's a different sensation, and it's less severe. And for me, it's less detrimental than alcohol.
Yeah.
You must hear
Same
that a lot, Kelly. Or Erin.
I do. There is a massive population that is choosing less alcohol. You know, I grew up in a time where if you weren't getting drunk and laying in a field as a teenager, what were you even doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, you know, the game has changed. You know, people are waking up and realizing that alcohol certainly has a place. Don't get me wrong. But there are alternatives that can that you can still relax, have your shoulders come down, love yourself more, hate people less, and sleep good, and not wake up in the morning and feel awful.
Like death.
I pushed to the limits of some Irish American alcoholism for years, and now I choose solely cannabis products because it's better for my mental health, it's better for my anxiety, and it makes me feel good, and that's not a crime.
And I want to go back and talk about, and we're not going to have time to play, that's fine, but I want to talk about Representative Jim Pivovarczyk. I got it. Pivovarczyk.
Nicely done.
He is the representative of District 98, which is Hubertus, that area of Wisconsin. He has a bill right now that has to do with the definition of hemp. And in that interview that you did, they also hooked him in there talking about the fact that using that thing of the children. I want to go back to the children on this one. And the fact that it's accessible. But as we know, you have to be 21 years old to buy these products, like alcohol. And I think in Wisconsin, certain cigarettes, you have to be 21 and 18. Like, they are they are absolutely
regulated.
And it's not like some 12-year-old walking into your shop and saying, give me a pack of this, and you're going to do that. He's trying to create this false scenario that it's a reefer madness type of situation. Kids are running around with CBD products getting high and running around Hart Park and Tosa. It's not the case. This is a regulated product like tobacco, like alcohol. And if he's that serious about this, then he should have the same sense of duty towards kids regarding all the other problems out there. And he doesn't. He's trying to scare us.
Correct. I mean, if we really wanted to protect kids, we would keep hemp-derived products away from the Tavern League. Why would we pass a cannabis product to the Tavern League that has done a poor job of monitoring DUIs, has promoted underage drinking? If we really wanted to protect kids, we would keep cannabis safe from the Tavern League for their own gross profit.
And I'm going to encourage you to go to our show notes today and give his office a call or send him an email. His number is 608-237-9198. I'll put that all in the show notes. Call his office. Tell him that if you use these products or if you support the access, that this is going to harm the people and our businesses.
Not to mention job losses. We're not even going to have a chance to talk about that. The people you employ, Aaron, and there are outlets all over the state that are employing all kinds of Wisconsinites. Aaron Kelly owns Kelly's Greens Cannabis Boutique and Cafe in Wauwatosa. Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated.
Take care. We have news coming up next. When we return, we'll talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. That's all on the other side. Look for my hands in that Channel 4 piece, by the way.
Look for her head. Hands in there. Her head's there, too.
I brought my own bag. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier other things.
Indeed.
Today,
yeah,
this came up because we were talking about it before we jumped on the air.
Yeah.
When did your body first betray you?
Yeah.
You get up one day and you're walking down the steps, you're walking down the stairs to the first floor, and your left knee just goes, yeah, no, not today.
I'm going to stop right here.
I had a good run.
Yep.
Today, I'm done.
I might power back up, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. You had a issue yesterday.
No, this morning.
Oh, it was this morning. That's right. As you're dropping off
Maybell,
the puppy.
Yeah, so we take our dog to daycare once a week, and I'm drop her off before I come to the studio. And I park next to the place. I open the car door. I lean in to give her a big kiss, because that's what I do. I give a big kiss and tell her how much I love her, because I can't stop, because I'm unstoppable, because I love that dog so much, even though she mildly acknowledges me. I lean in to give her a kiss to say, here we go. And as I lean and give her a kiss, there is just a feeling. It's not a sound. It's nothing anyone could ever hear or be aware of.
Not a noticeable crack or anything.
Yeah, just like a movement inside my left lower back. And my whole body just goes stiff as a board in that bent position. And I cannot move for like a solid 10 seconds.
You're just stuck there.
I'm stuck there. It's like I feel this rush of pain from my hip through my tush down to my leg. And I go, oh, no. And I have to stand there. I have to stand, quote unquote, if you want to call it standing. But I had to take a moment. And she was kind of like getting like Let's go.
I'm ready to go in, Dad.
And I'm like, nope, kiddo, we got to take a moment. We got to take a moment because Papa's got to just let his body be awful. But that was the thing is like, I didn't do anything. I didn't bend down. I bent over. I had the audacity. I didn't even bend over. I just leaned in. That's all I did. My body said, I'm going to ruin your day.
Not today.
And it hurts still. It's much better than it was a couple hours ago. But like, if you've been watching the live stream, I have been moving and because it just cannot
so
get
uncomfortable.
A comfortable space. But that's not, I wasn't dunking a basketball or like hauling heavy equipment up a hill.
Moving furniture.
I barely was thinking. And my body's like, hey, how would you like to have an adventurous Wednesday? And boom.
Yeah. When did your body first betray you? 855-752-4842. And you're 47.
I'm 47. I turned 48 in a few.
It's a month from today. Don't you turn on the 12th?
Yes. I've been not.
Lots of things going on.
Not bringing that up at all.
Lots of things going
on. Not bringing that up at all for December the 12th.
We'll
at
have
all.
Many celebrations.
No, we will not. We will celebrate one thing and one thing only. That is, Yain Matanirn.
No, we're going to have multiple celebrations. When did your body first betray you? At 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us. What does she want to say?
Well, I have been incredibly lucky about that. The last time I was climbing something, I'm a rock climber, among other things. Last time I was climbing something really hard, I was only 70, and I was still doing 10s on a 10-point scale.
Wow.
You know what, Jack? I really don't need to hear this right now from you, okay?
Now at 80, I'm still climbing, but I let my son lead the hard stuff.
That's really impressive, Jack.
And my wife and I regularly go out east and we do a biking trip. This last time we did probably a couple hundred miles on the Erie Canal Trail. And
all right, cut his mic, seriously. I'm just kidding.
No, I've been incredibly lucky, and I've been very appreciative of that, and I do have, you know, friends that are not as lucky, I always try to spend some time with them, too.
But don't you think, Jack, because you have stayed active all these years, that's probably one of the ways that you have insulated yourself from some of these things?
Well, and that does help.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. The old "I'd rather wear out than rust out" formula worked pretty much for me. So it's been a good run.
Now, really quick, Jack, have you been in an active lifestyle for a long time, or was this something where you said, I need to take up some activities that kind of bring it? Because like what you're doing, I like, because rock climbing is very fun. Biking is very fun. It's not fun to get dressed and go to the gym unless you want to pump iron and get all swole. But like going for a bike ride or even going for like an hour long walk, that's great exercise, doing some small stretches. But is this something that's been part of your life for decades, or is this something you discovered maybe later?
I started competition swimming when I was 16 years old. Besides the swimming, I've done dance and obviously the climbing and biking. So I've been really pretty active.
Yeah.
One of the important things about that, though, is you have to listen to your body.
Yep.
I have only had a couple of injuries in all those years, and including in the climbing.
Wow.
And but you have to listen to your body, and when it says not today, you have to believe it.
Yeah,
my body says that a lot.
Well, but the whole thing about you have to play through the pain and
no.
You have to go through the pain. Yeah, no, don't. Your body is sending you a message, right, Jack?
Yeah, because you can cause an injury, or you can make an injury worse by doing that, and that is important. And also, if somebody is going to start working out at doing a very active sport or an active activity at a later age, you got to take your time.
Yeah.
Start slowly and build up over time. When I go on a bike trip, I lose some of my upper body strength because I'm not climbing and I'm not, and I do hit the gym and the weight room too. And when I return, I start very, very slowly to build up back to where I was. And,
yep.
And that's a critical thing too. If you're going to start carefully, listen to your body. If you've got, you know, if you can get together with a good, competent trainer, mm-hmm. or if you have an orthopedic doctor that you're comfortable with,
yeah.
you know, get some advice that
yeah.
way.
That yep. is, appreciate that, Jack. Thank you so much.
I had no idea we were talking to Jack from Merrimack, also known as Jack LaLanne. My goodness, that's a very old reference for some of you. But
it is. That's
but
a good
still,
one.
I mean, those that all of what he said was exactly. And this, I mean, I almost wanted to invite Dr. Lyerly to this portion because we're going to talk about the fact that you do your body better by introducing small paces of exercise into your life, and it doesn't have to be 3 hours at the gym or a 50-mile bike ride. It
no.
can be 45-minute walk. It can be some resistance bands. It can be some light stretches in the morning.
It can
and the
be
evening.
A dance class.
It can be a dance class. Jack the Dancer. My,
I love
know.
That.
He's kind of my new. He's what I'm reaching for now.
He's 80 and he's obviously in better shape than we are.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. 855-752-4842. We're in the Lumbago Lounge.
Yeah. Welcome.
Today for Audio Sorbet. When did your body first betray you? Terry texting in, listening on WAUK, I ruptured my right Achilles while climbing Dunn's River Falls in Jamaica. I was in my 20s. Thank you, Terry.
I think I did something also. That's another part of it. And if anyone's been listening this year to the show, I've been taking series of, you know, medical things like going to the doctor more, doing like, you know, getting the test and
yep.
doing all this stuff. And one of the things I finally have to, I think I did something to my Achilles on my left foot. Because it's just, it's not good.
It's not working with
and,
him.
And what Jack just said really resonated. You can't play through the pain because even though I'm not going and playing football in the park, I'm walking. And that's constant stress and pressure you're putting on your body. So, yeah. Yes, I can feel that pain right now, Terry.
Thanks, Jack. Join us. When did your body first betray you at 855-752-4842? Brett from Brown Deer joining us on the line. Good morning, Brett. What did you want to say?
Good morning, guys. Oh, I remember this day well. I was on the back of a pickup truck with my buddy unloading some tile. And when I went to jump off like a million times I do,
mm-hmm.
my brain would not let me. My brain just said, no.
No.
No, you don't do this anymore. And I kind of thought for a minute. I'm like, how dare you tell me? And I was still ready to jump off, but I'd be damned if I didn't sit down,
get
my legs off the tailgate, and hop down like a sane, rational man.
Did you when you sat down, Brett? Did you swing your legs too, like a kid? Like, here I go, catch me.
A little bit. But I'll never forget that the brain. Well, now I always trust my brain.
Yeah,
you know.
That is so funny.
Your brain is there to help you.
That is so funny, Brett.
For the most part.
That
people,
is what a thank you so much. That's yeah. hilarious.
What about you, Jane?
Actually, over the weekend, and I'm walking down the steps.
Yes.
Saturday morning, mm-hmm. like I always do.
Yeah.
To go get my cup of coffee.
Yep.
And my left knee just went, yeah, no. I'm halfway down the
steps. Shut it down.
Yeah, I'm halfway down the steps, and my left knee just went.
Pfft. Yeah.
I haven't fallen.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tripped on anything. Yeah. I haven't walked into anything. It just for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was like, well, you're going to have to work around me.
My friend Tia ripped her ACL walking down a step, not bopping down a step, not dancing or
walking.
Like walking, just took a human step and went. I once was laying in bed and I just stretched that nice morning stretch you get. And it pulled my back so hard that they had to send me home from work. That's not fair.
We're falling apart,
people. I know.
855-752-4842. When did your body first betray you? That is our Audio Sorbet question for today. Liz from Saukville. I tore my ACL in my left knee while moshing at my parents' house when they were gone.
All right.
And I was in my 20s.
Yeah, that sounds. I pinched my sciatic nerve in my 20s, and when my doctor told me what had happened, he goes, "Oh, yeah, your sciatic nerve is pinched." I'm like, "Doesn't that happen exclusively to people in their 80s? Like,
no.
I feel like you're... Like, your sciatic nerve doesn't even develop until you're 65.
I had sciatica really badly for about 5 years. It is excruciatingly painful. Yes, it is.
I would walk, and sometimes, like, when it would flare up through my heel, I would crumple to the floor.
Oh, yeah. It used to drop me.
Yeah.
It would drop me to the ground.
Oh.
Jack from Merrimack texting in, and I think this is good. By the way, going to the doctor more isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's called... preventative maintenance.
Whatever, man.
We do it for our cars. We should do it for our bodies.
Fair point. Fair point.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. We're not alone. You're not alone. We're not alone. We're all falling apart.
We're here in the Lumbago Lounge, sponsored by Doan's Back Pill. Doan's, back off. I'm feeling good.
And Lazy Boy will help you get out of the chair. When we return, we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Stop, Crock, and Roll edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow is already Thursday.
I know.
Time is whoosh.
Yeah.
Jim Santel, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays, 9 to 11 across Civic Media. Jim Santel will be joining us. As always, there is a lot to cover with Mr. Santel. Lots of court cases going on. Lots of things going on.
Yeah. And if you want to really... deep dive into what's happening in the world of law, I would suggest listening or watching on the Civic Media live stream Amicus, a law review, because Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney, practicing attorney. He worked under five presidents, which means he served at the pleasure of five people who are elected different parties. He knows what the Constitution's all about.
He
talks about these topics at length and gives you a really good digestible deep dive into what's happening in the world of law. So that is Amicus, a law review, every Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. And you can always catch it on civicmedia.us/shows. Download episodes when you can't catch up and subscribe to it as a podcast. Same with our show, too. Subscribe to us as a podcast. That way it gets delivered right to your device. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Catch up with all the stuff going on with the shows here.
He does a really nice job of explaining things that are not in lawyer speak.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's why one of the reasons why we love it so much. And then because it is Thursday, Journal Sentinel's J.R. Ratcliffe will be here to talk all things sports. We'll pretend there's good news somewhere.
Pat Murphy is the coach of the year.
That's a good thing. That's a good
pancakes,
thing.
Pancakes in your pocket.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. Dan and I sat down for an interview after I announced my retirement a couple of weeks ago.
You're retiring?
I am retiring in 4 weeks, four weeks from today.
Who knew?
And we did an interview.
Yeah.
So if you would like to know a little bit more about my decades.
You stop talking about it like that, okay?
Well, in radio, Dan's got he's done a really, really nice job. I owe him lots of money.
You owe him?
For making me look so good.
My goodness.
So thank you to Dan Schaefer for that. Really appreciate it. It is 10:55, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a thing.
If you ever stumble over a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the BBC. Lana Lamb has the byline, evidence of ancient tree climbing drop crocs found in Australia. Scientists have unearthed Australia's oldest known crocodile eggshells, which they think belonged to drop crocs, creatures that climb trees to hunt prey below. Discovering the 55-million-year-old eggshells in a farmer's backyard in Queensland, Australia.
Queensland back in the news.
Queensland back in the news. The eggshells belong to a long-extinct group of crocodiles known as Mecosuchines. Could be right, could be wrong. Who lived in inland waters when Australia was part of Antarctica and South America. Yes, these crocodiles, they believe the drop croc eggshells indicate that they were terrestrial hunters in the forests. So essentially, we have crocodiles that can climb trees and then drop on you from above.
Okay.
Yes.
You know I love science.
Yes.
You know I love evolution.
Sure.
You know I love space. That's mm-hmm. not, that's neither here nor there right now. But question I have is, one, how do they know that these crocodile actually climb trees and drop, where they're just like, where they're fossilized imprints of the backs where they fell off and just landed on their tuchuses and like.
That's a really, those are all very valid questions.
I mean, I don't doubt the existence of these crocodiles, but my question is, how are they able to ascertain not only how they hunted, but their ability to climb trees? Are they finding claw marks in fossilized trees? Also, I can't stop saying, crikey, it's a drop croc, and just whap-hap. Because if I'm going to do an Australian accent, I'm going to do it right.
That's a movie in the making right there.
Dropadile Dundee? No, that's dumb. Sorry. It didn't work. That was, I should drop Crocodile Dundee. There you go.
We'll workshop. Workshop. Professor Michael Archer says drop crocs were a bizarre idea, but some were perhaps hunting like leopards, dropping out of trees on any unsuspecting thing they fancied for dinner. The drop crocs could grow to about 5 meters. They were plentiful 55 million years ago, long before modern saltwater and freshwater crocodiles arrived about 3.8 million years ago.
When I was younger, we used to climb the trees and get our prey. Right. Now, all you kids just swim lazy. Around in the water and just wait for it to come to you.
Lazy crocodiles.
Just absolute bunk. Hate it.
Shame to see what's happened to crocodiles today.
Crikey!
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Galvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and watching on the live stream and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabba, and so much more. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.